Вы услышите текст. В заданиях обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start. The king of calypso song, one of the world's last great singers, gives his thoughts on life and fame. What is it that gives you the strength to keep on traveling at the age of 71?
Traveling has always been part of my life. I first traveled when I was 1.5 years old, from New York to Jamaica. My mother thought Jamaica was a safer place than New York City to bring up a little boy. But we didn't fly then. We were able to catch a passage on one of the ships my father was working on. He was a seaman.
When did you discover the world of show business?
I was 19. I just finished serving in the US Navy and returned to New York. One night, the world of the theater opened up to me when I was given tickets to the American Negro Theater. Soon, I managed to take part in the dramatic workshops of the famous German director who worked for some time in New York. Later, I discovered folk music and began to sing. The group I joined sang mainly popular jazz rhythms developed by black musicians out of blues and rock and roll rhythms.
What does traveling mean to you? Work, pleasure, or both?
It's a way of life and it's important to my interests. Whether for pleasure, for cultural activities, for concert tours, or political or social affairs, it's my way of gathering and sharing information. For me, travel is perhaps the most important instrument for making relations with people. I believe that technological development cannot compare with being able to go and sit with people of another culture and to live in that rhythm.
Do you consider yourself to be more of an entertainer or of an activist?
My entertainment, which earns me money, and my political life are inseparable. I'm a rebel and my songs reflect my human position. I believe that my popularity gives me an obligation to press for social change. Most of the time, it's a very positive experience to go into a country and to help stimulate leaders to use their power to change society. This is what I'm doing as an activist.
What has been your most difficult journey so far?
When we put the charity campaign together in 1985 to stop famine in Africa, people in the heart of the continent were really in danger. We flew from the USA to Brussels, where we picked up supplies and medication, and went to Khartoum. Then we had to take helicopters to get into the interior. The mission was completed, but by the end of the trip, we were completely exhausted.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. The king of calypso song, one of the world's last great singers, gives his thoughts on life and fame. What is it that gives you the strength to keep on traveling at the age of 71?
Traveling has always been part of my life. I first traveled when I was 1.5 years old, from New York to Jamaica. My mother thought Jamaica was a safer place than New York City to bring up a little boy. But we didn't fly then. We were able to catch a passage on one of the ships my father was working on. He was a seaman.
When did you discover the world of show business?
I was 19. I just finished serving in the U.S. Navy and returned to New York. One night, the world of the theater opened up to me when I was given tickets to the American Negro Theater. Soon, I managed to take part in the dramatic workshops of the famous German director, who worked for some time in New York. Later, I discovered folk music and began to sing. The group I joined sang mainly popular jazz rhythms, developed by black musicians out of blues and rock and roll rhythms.
What does traveling mean to you? Work, pleasure, or both?
It's a way of life and it's important to my interests. Whether for pleasure, for cultural activities, for concert tours, or political or social affairs, it's my way of gathering and sharing information. For me, travel is perhaps the most important instrument for making relations with people. I believe that technological development cannot compare with being able to go and sit with people of another culture and to live in that rhythm.
Do you consider yourself to be more of an entertainer or of an activist?
My entertainment, which earns me money, and my political life are inseparable. I'm a rebel, and my songs reflect my human position. I believe that my popularity gives me an obligation to press for social change. Most of the time, it's a very positive experience to go into a country and to help stimulate leaders to use their power to change society. This is what I'm doing as an activist.
What has been your most difficult journey so far?
When we put the charity campaign together in 1985 to stop famine in Africa, people in the heart of the continent were really in danger. We flew from the USA to Brussels, where we picked up supplies and medication, and went to Khartoum. Then we had to take helicopters to get into the interior. The mission was completed, but by the end of the trip, we were completely exhausted.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.